Good morning. The frontal system that brought some severe weather to parts of interior New York and New England yesterday is now tracking off the eastern seaboard. Still warming up nicely behind the front, but below the temperatures from the last couple of days, and the humidity will be down. We still have a batch of energy that will be rotating through an upper-level trough through the region today, and that will touch off a few isolated to scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder with some small hail, particularly across the higher terrain. High temperatures will be back into the upper 70s to around 80 on average. As we get into the night tonight, skies will clear out nicely, and temperatures will be very comfortable for this time of year with overnight lows in the lower to mid-50s. More cooler than average air for the day tomorrow, with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control, generally dry, with highs making it into the middle and upper 70s once again. At this point, we'll start to turn the corner, still in the upper 70s on Friday with a good amount of sunshine as that high pressure stays in control. And this high will deflect the next low pressure center from the Ohio Valley south of New Jersey and out over the open Atlantic. On this track, just some clouds for coastal sections, but most of us will see plenty of sun into the weekend. And that same high pressure will hold on strong Saturday and Sunday. We'll call for a mix of sun and clouds both days with high temperatures back up toward the 80-degree mark. It'll warm up even more as we head into the early part of next week, lower to mid-80s on Monday, leading to the next chance of showers and thunderstorms with the front pushing through on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Ozarks. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the primary risks in this area. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for the offshore waters around Hawaii. Tropical Storm Guillermo will move past the islands to the north over the next couple of days, producing high surf. And Typhoon Sodalur is located approximately 500 miles southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan, and is tracking west-northwest at 14 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are 120 miles per hour with gusts to 150 miles per hour. Sodalur is expected to intensify as it heads towards China late in the week and into the upcoming weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 43 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light rain and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 57, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. Boston partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature 74, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, 0.52, which is 0.01 above average, and 19.36 inches for the year, which is 3.84 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1955, and the record low, 43, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m. 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and cloud today with a scattered shower thunderstorm passing through and highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a breeze, somewhat cool for this time of year, and highs in the middle 70s. Middle to upper 70s on Friday with mostly sunny skies. A mix of sun and clouds over the weekend with high temperatures both days reaching to just about 80, if not the lower 80s. Warmer, a bit more humid on Monday, lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds. And a chance for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with highs back into the lower and middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.